On other issues, TTIP, the Transatlantic Trade and Investment Partnership deal, which is underway at the moment, the big trade deal between the EU and the US, the MEPs now today voted on positions, on their positions on TTIP. Tell me what happened today with that vote.
Well, I suppose it was interesting. The vote has finally come back to the Parliament. It was postponed the last time. Again, I would say that that's a dubious procedure by the President of the Parliament, Martin Schulz, and how it was postponed. But we did get to vote today on over 200 amendments. And it was very worrying, the vote in the Parliament. Certainly the acceptance of an ISDS measure, the rejection of an amendment we'd put forward around regulatory cooperation, which has huge implications for our food and environment laws in the European Union. And also even around, there was an amendment on chicken and rejecting the method that the Americans use for their chicken, and that that wouldn't be allowed into the European Union. I don't think anybody in Ireland wants to eat chlorine-washed chicken. And yes, the MEPs today voted in favour of opening the market to that. So it was a very interesting to see how the votes. I've just come straight from the Parliament, so we will be analysing the vote records on people. We voted against it. We think that TTIP is a fundamentally flawed deal. It lacks transparency. The ISDS is deeply undemocratic. And I suppose for Ireland, an openly trading country that has a bilateral trade deal with America and manages to do that quite well without an ISDS mechanism, we can't fathom why Richard Bruton signed a letter endorsing them and why now the four Fine Gael MEPs voted in favour of such an undemocratic instrument.
So just getting back to this, which was a very, very thorny issue, this dispute settlement mechanism, which is supposed to be some kind of legal arbitration system that enables a multinational, for example, in a country to take legal issue with that country if it imposes a certain piece of policy or whatever that interferes with its operations in that country. So tell me what has happened now with that particular element of the talks.
Well, they're talking about a reformed ISDS. Most people, I suppose progressive politicians, NGOs, trade unions will tell you that it's so flawed that you can't reform it. Just the mere concept of a multinational corporation taking a democratically elected government to court because a policy they introduce interferes with their profits or their future profits, which is key, and that then will be decided behind closed doors with no right of appeal to the government, and that the public will never know on what basis the decision was made, and knowing that the majority of those rule in favour of the multinational corporations. But it's also what's really concerning around this mechanism is that it has a chill factor on public policy. So just the threat of it is sometimes enough for governments to either double think about introducing policy or to withdraw policy. So, for example, in Egypt, when the Egyptian authorities tried to raise the minimum wage, Veolia took them to court, saying it would threaten their future profits, and the Egyptians did a U-turn and took that off the table. So it cuts to the heart of allowing governments that are elected by the people to make policy that's in the interests of people.